partial clearing and cool. Sunday, plenty of sunshine, a great day, and a high of 70. Sunday night, mainly clear, a low of 44. And Monday, partly sunny at times and 73. Today's high temperature was 68. We're hanging out at 56 degrees. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Solid Gold Dancers Potluck is continuing.
I'm bringing my lime green jello, chocked full of cabbage, celery, carrots, and Spam, in a mold in the shape of Mike Douglas.
Thanks, Joanne. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Otter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel presents Lady Bell's Top 40 Tail Swinger. And we're off and running with another song. That one for the traveling man tonight. That is a 1-3-4-3 song or something like that. He was trying to describe it to me, and I didn't get it, but that's all right. Sometimes I feel like I am a simple man, right? Yes. Anyway, here's one for Jerry, celebrating a belated 29th birthday tonight. Got a turkey today, too. Way to go, man.
When I was young, right beside me, my only son. Listen closely to what I say. We'll be right back.
can I hear, do you believe in magic by the Loving Spoonful?
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
From the Spoonful by request. For Deb, here's a high school song for another group with a name, with a number, Dave Clark 5. Our theme, groups with five members now. The We Five, they were really small. I think it was.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Just to ease my pain. I got trouble. I got worried. I came home.
WRCO Saturday night. Here's one for the lovely and talented Julie this evening. Here's James Taylor.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. There you someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by.
So fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. But you for me all of my days. The love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
James Taylor on WRCO. We'll be right back with more of Those Were the Days. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best. Drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer, on Viroqua's north side.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel now presents a Farm Fresh 45. Oh, yes, classic rock and roll until the midnight hour, and another round of trivia in just a little bit. Here's one for the Hawk, some old headies. On WRCO Radio from the album Flat as a Pancake. Thank you so much for joining us on Those Were the Days, Saturday night. Some quality requests coming in again. We're going to spin one for all of the traveling men out there. A little tune from Ricky Nelson.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polly
see. I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Boogie Nelson and the Jordanaires, and I'm a traveling man on WRCO Saturday night. Here are the four tops.
says she.
Jackson 5 in our group salute, with groups with numbers in their names, and we'll be right back with another round and our trivia question. Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or a hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations' salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham, in the Log Building. All right, trivia time. Give you an opportunity to win. What do these have in common? An Explorer, a Chrysler car, and emergency. An Explorer, a Chrysler car, and emergency. 608-647-4155. Here's one for Eddard and friends, the Great Hunters. All right, just don't stop if you have a flat tire tonight. By request, Charlie Daniels.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside. So I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folk, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle calves. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their dates was a sand, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
There you go. First national record for Charlie Daniels, Uneasy Rider. All right. Hey, still no winner in trivia just yet. Some people trying to solve the mystery puzzle tonight. An Explorer, a Chrysler car, and emergency. Emergency would be the old television program, by the way. That helps you out anyway. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you as you dial. Here's one for Highland tonight.
I'm
Cure on Those Were the Days, Saturday night. Trivia this time. An Explorer, a Chrysler car, and emergency. What do they have in common?
WRCO trivia.
Yeah, Phil, would that be DeSoto?
Yeah, right on. Good job. Mystery solved. Who are we talking with?
Mark Haynes from Pleasant Grove.
Mark is the winner this time around. Hernando de Soto is a Spanish explorer, the first European to cross the Mississippi River, by the way. The automobile, made from the early days to the 60s, known as the de Soto, made by Chrysler. And Roy de Soto, a character from the TV show Emergency, along with John Gage. They were the heroes, saving lives and doing a lot of stuff. We could also throw in, from the Ridge and Valley, the de Soto Pirates, too. Yes, indeed. Thanks, you didn't know. Keep listening for your chance and opportunity to win and amaze your friends.
You hear the music you want to hear on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Hey, Phil, could you play Driver's Seat by Swift and the Tears, please,
Sure.
if you have a chance?
Absolutely.
driver's seat.
That Sniffing the Tears on WRCO Radio is getting late here. Kind of put our empty ski bottles away here. Get them out of the way here. I'm getting in trouble. Here's one for all you lovers. By request, Berlin.
Thank you.
It is 54 degrees at WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service.